We're here with Plies right now. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you doing today?
Good. All right. So tell us about how you first got into the rap game.
For me, man, I lost a lot at home to get where I'm currently at. Situation that happened. My brother's federally incarcerated. He was chasing at the time, man. We was trying to get ourselves more legit in terms of where we came from. Street environment. So for him, it was a situation in which he wanted to chase a legal way of living once he came home. And when he came home, this is what he wanted to do. He had big plans about being a major player in the music industry. So I just followed suit, man. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't my dream. It wasn't my aspiration. I kind of followed suit of my older brother.
Okay. All right. So who would you say are some of your musical inspirations for your rapping?
I mean, I don't have a lot of musical inspiration, man. Not from one artist to another. And the reason I say that is because a lot of these cats that either make good music or don't make good music, for me, I never was able to personally get to know any of these artists. So, for me, I didn't know if the story that they were selling me was a legit story or not. So, I think I always respected the business aspect of most artists that was fairly successful and the ones that stood for something in terms of having principles and morals. But for me, I never looked up to them as role models or nothing like that because I didn't even know the story that they were selling me was a legit 100% true story.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, so you were grinding hard to get your name out there, pushing out the mixtapes, doing a bunch of shows and all that. So what do you feel was the most important thing you did that ended up giving you some success? Like, what was that one main thing that kind of got you some attention?
Standing for something, man. And for me, it's something that's definitely lacking in this business, in my short experience, in terms of the music culture, the music industry. You very seldom, man, that you meet people that believe in principles and morals and stuff of that nature. A lot of times the music industry could direct your career and your direction and your beliefs if you're not careful. And for me, it's an ongoing battle and an ongoing struggle every day to not only make good music and be a productive artist, but at the same time, I fight every day, man, trying to maintain my beliefs and my principles and stand for something at the end of the day, and I always continue to fight for that.
All right, well, that's definitely something we should respect you for. So you're really blowing up now, getting your video played on the TV and radio and all that. So is it different going about your day-to-day routine now that you're kind of becoming famous? Tell us a little bit about that.
A lot of times people think, man, that the person that, the one that's inheriting the semi-success, that I like to call it, a lot of times people think it's just that particular person that changes. But one thing that I realized, man, is that the bigger you become as a person in terms of your success, the harder it is to maintain a normal life. For me, I don't think I've changed no different than I was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad part about it is that the streets and everybody that comes in contact with you, they change. A lot of times, man, it ain't the safest to become successful where I'm from. Because there's so much that comes with being successful. My culture ain't used to success. And it's a sad thing, but I speak freely about it because that's personally how I feel. Like, being a street nigga, man, being African-American, being black, like, we don't embrace success nowhere near, I think, the way in which we should.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere near the way in which I think we should. A lot of different cultures. It's, you know, you got white America where your life is structured for you to be successful. You know, you're supposed to go to college. You're supposed to, your whole life structure is structured around you becoming successful.
Yeah.
I think with my ethnic background, it ain't always the case. You know, the bigger you become, the more you obtain, you know, the more we hate on it.
Yeah, that's pretty unfortunate. All right, so let's move on to your single with T-Pain, Shouty. That's one of the hottest tracks this summer. So tell us about your experience making the track.
I think for that record, that real was a true blessing for me, man. I never knew the time that me and Pain was going to actually do music together. We had crossed paths before, and he was familiar with my situation. I had one of the biggest underground situations in my region in the last 3.5-4 years.
Hmm.
I definitely was aware of his movement that he created. Florida. So for us, we initially did the record thinking it was just going to be a good look in terms of satisfying the state in Florida, man. But the record became much bigger than that, and for me, it's been a true blessing.
Yep. All right, so the track's pretty interesting because it seems like in the production side and maybe T-Pain's hook, it kind of seems kind of smooth and sweet, but your lyrics are pretty explicit, if you'd say so. So was that the intention to kind of have that sort of contrast on the track?
Nah, for me, bro, I never get on any record and not be myself. If I don't do that, I'll be doing a disservice to myself. So for me, you know, regardless if it's a shorty record or any record on my album, I'm always stay in my lane and stay true to who I am. And at the end of the day, I hope that that's enough.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds good. All right, so let's talk about your album, The Real Testament. What do you expect the fans will be getting out of this album?
I'm personally going off on a limb right now, saying that I in my heart, feel that this is going to be a historic album. And what I mean by that, I don't think it's an album that I heard over the course of the last 6-7 years that stands up in terms of conceptually what I'm talking about. I have a lot of different issues, man, that are what I call reality issues. I don't have the standard to talk about what everybody else is talking about. It's got to be accepted. I go outside of that, and I tell you about my struggles. I tell you about my pain. I tell you about my hardships. And it's the Real Testament give you all of that. It gives you records from 100 years. The record is called 100 Years on my album. That's talking about the system and how the judge is hiding motherfuckers. I got another record, you know, called Running My Mama Crazy. It's talking about life on the street, kind of taking his mom through changes. It's just those kind of records, man, that I feel they separate me from a lot of the music that's been put out.
Definitely. All right. So you're collaborated with Akon on the album on the song Hypnotized. How was that collaboration? What was that like in the studio?
You got a nice plug there, man. I ain't even know you know nothing about that. I see you doing your homework. But it was another situation, man. I had the pleasure of getting in the lab with Akon, man, and coming up with a record that I know is going to be just as big as a shorty record. I ain't even doubted my mind about it. I know as soon as the streets get their hands to it, it's going to be an instant record that responds real quick. So I feel real, real good about that situation as well. That's my follow-up single, actually.
All right. Yeah, it sounds good. So what would you say is your favorite track off the album, and why is it so special to you?
My favorite track on the album was probably a record that I wrote called On My Dick. It's just talking about being broke. Yeah, for me, that was the time that I actually wrote that record, man. I was financially not in a good situation at the time. So for me, I kind of, it showed me so much, showed me who's around when, you know, financially not in the best situation. And that was just kind of like a low point in my life, but it also was a testament to my grind. And it was a feeling that I didn't personally like. So for me, I think that's one of the most personal records on my album that I personally like.
Okay. All right. So the album's dropping in August, right? What's the date for that?
August the 7th.
August the 7th. All right. We'll be sure to go out and pick that up. Does being on a major label vary when you're doing, like, you know, you're doing the mixtapes independently, but now that you're on a major label, has that kind of changed the way your creative process is with more people telling you what to do and all that?
It's a lot of things, man, that changes with going from being independent to being a part of a big time or a big time major label, should I say. For me, man, it's about getting to understand and standing for something. Like I told you earlier,
yeah.
For me, I got the utmost respect businessly for the companies that I'm signed to. But at the same time, it doesn't excuse them from trying to voice their opinion about this situation. For me, I understand that it's been money that's been put into these situations. So by their money to being the ones that's been spent on the situation, I understand why they want to have an opinion about the situation. So yeah. I totally understand that. But doing it from an independent situation, independent level, you don't really have to answer to nobody. You kind of make your own calls and do what you think is right. And that's the difference with being signed to a major.
Okay. definitely. Thanks for giving us that insight. All right, so now that you're on Atlantic, are you collaborating with a lot more people that you probably wouldn't see yourself collaborating with before? Like, because they've got a whole bunch of different people that are your label mates now. Like, is that something?
Right. No, for me, bro, it's still standing to the way in which I came to the game from the beginning, and that's not riding a coattail of a situation. Any features that I have on my album currently, it's because those people was able to provide service. Those artists was able to provide services that I couldn't do for myself. And if, you know, I couldn't sing, so I needed somebody that know how to sing.
Okay.
And therefore, you know, I hooked up with the T-Pains and the Akon. But for the most part, you know, I kind of pride myself in being able to stand up in this business on my own and set my own foundation.
All right, definitely. Okay, so are you planning on going on tour to promote this album?
Oh, yeah. I got a separate tour now. That's been the highlight of my career thus far, and it's a prison tour. It's going around to 15 different institutions, talking to guys that either I ran the streets with or relatives of mine or people that I don't even know. Just kind of talking to them and addressing their situations and being a support system for them. It's really what my main focus has been up to this point and been a highlight of my career. But I'm also going to get into be on the road and collaborate with some more situations that can help me further promote my album.
Okay. What would you say is your favorite part of being on tour?
For me, just being able to see the world. For me, being 4 miles, man, I never really was exposed to the world on a mainstream level like I am now. Going into North Carolina, I would have never been to Charlotte, North Carolina, if it wasn't for music. My horizons wasn't that bright. So for me, using music to reach out to different parts of the world I probably would have never seen before if it wasn't for music, you know, that's probably the best part of it to me.
Yeah. All right. So are there any other projects we should be looking out for you on in the near future, maybe like a guest appearance, something like that?
I've been working on I had the luxury of just reading my first trip for this little movie gig. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But for me, that was pretty good situation. So I'm just trying to really not focus too much and do what everybody else has done that made it in terms of from an artist's perspective. I'm kind of trying to venture out to do more different things that's more on the political side.
Okay, definitely. So we're going to be looking out for the album and all your other future projects as well. So is there anything else you want to say to everyone out of WCNN reading this?
Yeah, man, if you got somebody that's currently locked up and tied down right now, man, and you there for me, you supporting them, I take my hat off to you. To all the goons around the world, man, and all the shorties that's currently incarcerated, I continue to keep you in my prayer.